Hey guys, this is Jeremy Mattingly coming back at you with your Crappie Monster Fishing Report. Make sure and tune in right here on WXBC every Thursday morning right around 8:30 and find out what these fish are doing. Well guys, I went out yesterday and had an absolute ball. The crappie are almost in that winter time pattern where they're starting to stack up. They are getting a little bit harder to find because they are consolidating. They're getting in big schools, and once you get on one of them schools, you have an absolute blast. You can, however, right now the water's down. You can see the stick-ups and such. There is generally about one crappie per every stick-up in that entire lake, and it may not be a big one. It might be a big one, but you can cast a bobber at about 5 foot deep and just go to pitch invisible structure. No electronics needed. I will tell you the one thing you will need. And that is a blackened chartreuse uppercut. That's the yellow jacket uppercut. That's what all of our fish came on yesterday except for two. Now, we were fishing submerged structure, stuff that you can't see visually because you can't see it. So it's more likely to have fish on it because other people haven't fished it yet. But we did catch a few off of stumps. We caught some off brush piles. We were pitching bobbers. We were casting to them. We were just vertical jigging the fish pretty well. Any presentation, as long as you could move it through very slowly, the fish did bite. The minnow bite is off. There is not a live bite bait out there. It is all soft plastics right now. And the best one that we found after fishing all day was the yellow jacket in the uppercut. My buddy that was with me was using a midnight grape that is a black back with a purple belly in our small fry. All those are available down there at Tom and Al's. So, guys, get out there, catch you some fish, get you some dinner. That's the one thing we can do during this lockdown is go fish and catch our own food. So until next week, guys, have fun, be safe, and as always, wear your life jackets. We'll see you next week, guys.